America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. Yesterday I began on a nation born in prayer. Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Now we know that's talking about Israel, but we can make an application to our nation here in America. Now, the word blessed in the Hebrew simply means happy. It simply means happy. So happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. And I want to talk to you in coming days about a nation born in prayer. A nation born in prayer. Now, I want to tell you that the devil hates prayer. And every demon of hell hates prayer. Now, we would be surprised today if we were to roll back the curtain on the lives of God's people here in America. We would be surprised of how little people pray. Now, the two main jobs of a preacher, if I were to ask you what they are, I think most of you would give me the wrong answer. The two main jobs of a preacher are given to prayer and the ministry of the Word. That is his two main jobs. If you pay a preacher from a church to be a quote-unquote full-time preacher, then that preacher ought to spend a lot of time in prayer and in the Word of God. And prayer will change things. Prayer is our weapon. In 2 Corinthians, the Bible said, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Our founding fathers believed in prayer. Now, I'm going to show you in this, in coming days, of course, we talk about them taking prayer from the school. Now, I'm going to show you an interesting thing that the Holy Spirit gave me. Now, this is nothing new. It's always been there. But the fight about prayer was not physical, and I'll get to that later. It's not just one woman decided she wanted prayer out of school, so she took prayer out of school, and the Supreme Court agreed with her. That's not what it's all about. There's a greater spiritual meaning to the Lord's Prayer, what we call the model prayer, and what some call the Lord's Prayer. But there's a greater meaning of that prayer being taken from the schoolroom, the public schoolroom, and I'll deal with that a little bit later on in this. But let me go back and say, blessed is that nation, or the nation whose God is the Lord. Now, that word means happy. Do you know of many happy Christians today? I'll tell you why, because our nation is not godly. In Revelation chapter number 3, verse 17, God writing to the church of the Laodiceans, he said, "Because thou art... Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked." Now, God said this church was miserable. That means wretched. It means unhappy. It has the idea of being pitied. In other words, we have a bunch of unhappy people in America today. Why is that? Because our nation has gotten away from God. Among Christian people, people have anxiety. People have depression. Listen, prayer brings peace. Don't ever forget that.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.